Be a light in the darkness, beloved. If you hit that play button expecting to hear the LifeSpring one-year Bible, well, good. That's exactly what you're going to hear. Coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004, I am your OG Godcaster, Steve Wapp. If you're new to the show, welcome. Make yourself comfortable. My prayer is that you'll like what you hear today and that you'll be back again and again. And if you've been around for a while, I'm so glad you're back. If you are new here, this is how we're reading through the Bible. On Mondays, we read from the Law, which is the first five books of the Bible, also called the Pentateuch. On Tuesdays, we read from one of the books of history. Those are the books following the Law, up to but not including the Psalms. And on Wednesday, we read from the Psalms. On Thursdays, we read from one of the books of poetry. On Fridays, we read from one of the books of prophecy. On Saturday, we read from the Gospels. And on Sundays, we read from the Epistles. This happens to be Prophecy Friday. Our reading today is Ezekiel 25 through 30, and I'm calling this episode Judging the Nations. Before we get started, let's ask God's blessing on our time together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together to read your word today, and we ask you to bless this time. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's get started. Ezekiel chapter 25. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against the Ammonites, and prophesy against them. Say to the Ammonites, Hear the word of the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God, Because you said, Aha, against my sanctuary when it was profaned, and against the land of Israel when it was desolate, and against the house of Judah when they went into captivity, indeed, therefore, I will deliver you as a possession to the men of the east, and they shall set their encampments among you, and make their dwellings among you. They shall eat your fruit, and they shall drink your milk. And I will make Rabbah a stable for camels, and Ammon a resting place for flocks. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. For thus says the Lord God, Because you clapped your hands, stamped your feet, and rejoiced in heart with all your disdain for the land of Israel, indeed, therefore, I will stretch out my hand against you, and give you as plunder to the nations. I will cut you off from the peoples, and I will cause you to perish from the countries. I will destroy you, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Because Moab and Seir say, Look, the house of Judah is like all the nations. Therefore, behold, I will clear the territory of Moab of cities, of the cities on its frontier, the glory of the country, Beth-Jeshimoth, Baal-Meon, and Kirjathaim. To the men of the east I will give it as a possession, together with the Ammonites, that the Ammonites may not be remembered among the nations. And I will execute judgments upon Moab, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Because of what Edom did against the house of Judah by taking vengeance, and has greatly offended by avenging itself on them, therefore thus says the Lord God, I will also stretch out my hand against Edom, cut off man and beast from it, and make it desolate from Teman. Dedan shall fall by the sword. I will lay vengeance on Edom by the hand of my people Israel, that they may do in Edom according to my anger and according to my fury. And they shall know my vengeance, says the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God, Because the Philistines dealt vengefully and took vengeance with a spiteful heart to destroy because of the old hatred, therefore thus says the Lord God, I will stretch out my hand against the Philistines, and I will cut off the Kerethites and destroy the remnant of the seacoast. I will execute great vengeance on them with furious rebukes, and they shall know that I am the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon them. Ezekiel chapter 26. And it came to pass in the 11th year, on the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, because Tyre has said against Jerusalem, Aha, she is broken who was the gateway of the peoples, now she is turned over to me, I shall be filled, she is laid waste. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, O Tyre, and I will cause many nations to come up against you, as the sea causes its waves to come up. And they shall destroy the walls of Tyre, and break down her towers. I will also scrape her dust from her, and make her like the top of a rock. It shall be a place for spreading nets in the midst of the sea, For I have spoken, says the Lord God. It shall become plunder for the nations. Also her daughter villages which are in the fields shall be slain by the sword. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will bring against Tyre from the north Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, king of kings, with horses, with chariots, and with horsemen, and an army with many people. He will slay with the sword your daughter villages in the fields. He will heap up a siege mound against you, build a wall against you, and raise a defense against you. He will direct his battering ram against your walls, and with his axes he will break down your towers. Because of the abundance of his horses, their dust will cover you. Your walls will shake at the noise of the horsemen, the wagons, and the chariots when he enters your gates, as men enter a city that has been breached. With the hooves of his horses he will trample all your streets. He will slay your people by the sword, and your strong pillars will fall to the ground. They will plunder your riches and pillage your merchandise. They will break down your walls and destroy your pleasant houses. They will lay your stones, your timber, and your soil in the midst of the water. I will put an end to the sound of your songs, and the sound of your harps shall be heard no more. I will make you like the top of a rock. You shall be a place for spreading nets, and you shall never be rebuilt, for I, the Lord, have spoken, says the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God to Tyre, Will the coastlands not shake at the sound of your fall, when the wounded cry, when slaughter is made in the midst of you? Then all the princes of the sea will come down from their thrones, lay aside their robes, and take off their embroidered garments. They will clothe themselves with trembling. They will sit on the ground, tremble every moment, and be astonished at you. And they will take up a lamentation for you, and say to you, How you have perished, O one inhabited by seafaring men, O renowned city, who was strong at sea, she and her inhabitants, who caused their terror to be on all her inhabitants. Now the coastlands tremble on the day of your fall. Yes, the coastlands by the sea are troubled at your departure. For thus says the Lord God, When I make you a desolate city, like cities that are not inhabited, when I bring the deep upon you, and great waters cover you, then I will bring you down with all those who descend into the pit, to the people of old, and I will make you dwell in the lowest part of the earth, in places desolate from antiquity, with those who go down to the pit, so that you may never be inhabited, and I shall establish glory in the land of the living. I will make you a terror, and you shall be no more. Though you are sought for, you will never be found again, says the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 27. A message came to me from the Lord. He said, Son of man, sing a song of sadness about Tyre. It is located at the gateway to the Mediterranean Sea. It does business with nations on many coasts. Say to it, The Lord and King says, Tyre, you say, I am perfect and beautiful. You are like a ship that ruled over the high seas. Your builders made you perfect and beautiful. They cut all of your lumber from pine trees on Mount Hermon. They used a cedar tree from Lebanon to make a mast for you. They made your oars out of oak trees from Bashan. They made your deck out of cypress wood from the coasts of Cyprus. They decorated it with ivory. Your sail was made out of beautiful Egyptian linen. It served as your banner. Your shades were made out of blue and purple cloth. They were from the coasts of Elisha. Men from Sidon and Arvad manned your oars. Tyre, your sailors were skillful. Very skilled workers from Byblos were on board. They kept you waterproof. All the ships of the sea and their sailors came up beside you. They brought their goods to trade for yours. City of Tyre, men from Persia, Lydia, and Put served as soldiers in your army. They hung their shields and helmets on your walls. That brought glory to you. Men from Arvad and Cilicia guarded your walls on every side. Men from Gamad were in your towers. They hung their shields around your walls. They made you perfect and beautiful. Tarshish did business with you because you had so much wealth. They traded silver, iron, tin, and lead for your goods. Greece, Tubal, and Meshech did business with you. They traded slaves and bronze articles for your products. Men from Beth Togarmah traded workhorses, war horses, and mules for your goods. Men from Rhodes did business with you. Many lands along the coast bought goods from you. They paid you with ivory tusks and ebony wood. Aram did business with you because you had so many products for sale. They traded turquoise, purple cloth, and needlework for your goods. They also traded fine linen, coral, and rubies for them. Judah and Israel did business with you. They traded wheat from Minnith, sweets, honey, olive oil, and lotion for your products. Damascus traded wine from Helbon and wool from Zahar to you. They did business with you because you had so many products and so much wealth. Danites and Greeks from Uzal bought goods from you. They traded wrought iron, cassia, and cane for your products. Dedan traded saddle blankets to you. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar bought goods from you. They traded you lambs, rams, and goats for them. Traders from Sheba and Raama did business with you. They traded the finest spices, jewels, and gold for your goods. Haran, Cana, and Eden did business with you. So did traders from Sheba, Asher, and Kilmad. In your marketplace, they traded beautiful clothes, blue cloth, and needlework to you. They also traded colorful rugs that had twisted cords and tight knots. The ships of Tarshish carry your products. You are like a ship filled with a heavy load in the middle of the sea. The sailors who man your oars take you out to the high seas. But the east wind will break you in pieces in the middle of the sea. You will be wrecked on that day. Your wealth, goods, and products will sink deep into the sea. So will your sailors, officers, carpenters, traders, and all of your soldiers. Anyone else on board will sink too. The lands along the coast will shake when your officers cry out. All those who man the oars will desert their ships. The sailors and all of the officers will stand on the shore. They will raise their voices. They will cry bitterly over you. They will sprinkle dust on their heads. They will roll in ashes. They will shave their heads because of you, and they will put on black clothes. They will sob over you. Their spirits will be greatly troubled. They will be very sad. As they sob and cry over you, they will sing a song of sadness about you. They will say, "Who was ever like Tyre? It was destroyed by the sea. Your goods went out on the seas. You supplied many nations with what they needed. You had so much wealth and so many products. You made the kings of the earth rich. Now the sea has torn you apart. You have sunk deep down into it. Your products and all of your people have gone down with you. All those who live in the lands along the coast are shocked because of what has happened to you. Their kings tremble with fear. Their faces are twisted in horror. The traders among the nations hiss at you. You have come to a terrible end, and you will be gone forever." Ezekiel chapter 28. A message came to me from the Lord. He said, "Son of man, speak to Ethbaal. He is the ruler of Tyre. Tell him, 'The Lord and King says, in your proud heart you say, I am a god. I sit on the throne of a god in the Mediterranean Sea. But you are only a man, you are not a god. In spite of that, you think you are as wise as a god. Are you wiser than Daniel? Isn't even one secret hidden from you? You are wise and understanding, so you have become very wealthy. You have piled up gold and silver among your treasures. You have used your great skill in trading to increase your wealth. You are very rich, so your heart has become proud. The Lord and King says, you think you are wise. In fact, you claim to be as wise as a god, so I am going to bring strangers against you. They will not show you any pity at all. They will use their swords against your beauty and wisdom. They will strike down your shining glory. They will bring you down to the grave. You will die a horrible death in the middle of the sea. Then will you say, I am a god. Will you say that to those who kill you? You will only be a man to those who kill you. You will not be a god to them. You will die just like those who have not been circumcised. Strangers will kill you. I have spoken, announces the Lord and King. A message came to me from the Lord. He said, Son of man, sing a song of sadness about the king of Tyre. Tell him, the Lord and King says, you were the model of perfection. You were full of wisdom. You were perfect and beautiful. You were in Eden. It was my garden. All kinds of jewels decorated you. Here is a list of them: ruby, topaz, and emerald, chrysolite, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and beryl. Your settings and mountings were made out of gold. On the day you were created, they were prepared. I appointed you to be like a guardian cherub. I anointed you for that purpose. You were on my holy mountain. You walked among the gleaming jewels. Your conduct was without blame from the day you were created. But soon you began to sin. You traded with many nations. You harmed people everywhere, and you sinned. So I sent you away from my mountain in shame. Guardian cherub, I drove you away from among the gleaming jewels. You thought you were so handsome that it made your heart proud. You thought you were so glorious that it spoiled your wisdom. So I threw you down to the earth. I made an example out of you in front of kings. Your many sins and dishonest trade polluted your temple. So I made you go up in flames. I turned you into nothing but ashes on the ground. I let everyone see it. All of the nations that knew you were shocked because of what happened to you. You have come to a terrible end, and you will be gone forever. A message came to me from the Lord. He said, Son of man, turn your attention to the city of Sidon. Prophesy against it. Say, The Lord and King says, Sidon, I am against your people. I will gain glory for myself inside your city walls. I will punish your people. I will show that I am holy among them. Then they will know that I am the Lord. I will send a plague on them. I will make blood flow in your streets. Those who are killed will fall inside you. Swords will strike your people on every side. Then they will know that I am the Lord. The people of Israel will no longer have neighbors who hate them. Those neighbors will not be like sharp and painful thorns anymore. Then Israel will know that I am the Lord and King. The Lord and King says, I will gather the people of Israel together from the nations where they have been scattered. I will show them that I am holy among them. I will let the nations see it. Then Israel will live in their own land. I gave it to my servant Jacob. My people will live there in safety. They will build houses. They will plant vineyards. They will live in safety. I will punish all of their neighbors who told lies about them. Then Israel will know that I am the Lord their God. Ezekiel chapter 29. It was the 10th year since King Jehoiakim had been brought to Babylon as a prisoner. On the 12th day of the 10th month, a message came to me from the Lord. He said, Son of man, turn your attention to Pharaoh Hophra. He is king of Egypt. Prophesy against him and the whole land of Egypt. Tell him, The Lord and King says, Pharaoh Hophra, I am against you. King of Egypt, you are like a huge monster lying among your streams. You say, The Nile River belongs to me. I made it for myself. But I will put hooks in your jaws. I will make the fish in your streams stick to your scales. I will pull you out from among your streams. All of the fish will stick to your scales. I will leave you out in the desert. All of the fish in your streams will be there with you. You will fall down in an open field. You will not be picked up. I will feed you to the wild animals and to the birds of the air. Then everyone who lives in Egypt will know that I am the Lord. You have been like a walking stick made out of a papyrus stem. The people of Israel tried to lean on you. They took hold of you, but you broke under their weight. You tore their shoulders open. They leaned on you, but you snapped in two, and their backs were broken. So the Lord and King says, I will send Nebuchadnezzar's sword against you. He will kill your people and their animals. Egypt will become a dry and empty desert. Then your people will know that I am the Lord. You said, The Nile River belongs to me. I made it for myself. So I am against you and your streams. I will destroy the land of Egypt. I will turn it into a dry and empty desert from Migdol all the way to Aswan. I will destroy everything as far as the border of Cush. No people or animals will travel through Egypt. No one will even live there for 40 years. Egypt will be more empty than any other land. Its destroyed cities will lie empty for 40 years. I will scatter the people of Egypt among the nations. I will send them to other countries. But the Lord and King says, At the end of 40 years, I will gather the Egyptians together from the nations where they were scattered. I will bring them back from where they were taken as prisoners. I will return them to Upper Egypt. That is where they came from. There they will be an unimportant kingdom. Egypt will be the least important kingdom of all. It will never place itself above the other nations again. I will make it very weak. Then it will never again rule over the nations. The people of Israel will no longer trust in Egypt. Instead, Egypt will remind them of how they sinned when they turned to it for help. Then they will know that I am the Lord and King. It was the 27th year since King Jehoiakim had been brought to Babylon as a prisoner. On the first day of the first month, a message came to me from the Lord. He said, "Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylonia, drove his army in a hard military campaign against Tyre. Their helmets rubbed their heads bare. The heavy loads they carried made their shoulders raw. But he and his army did not gain anything from the campaign he led against Tyre. So I am going to give Egypt to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylonia. He will carry off its wealth. He will take away anything else you have. He will give it to his army. I have given Egypt to him as a reward for his efforts. After all, he and his army attacked Egypt because I told them to," announces the Lord and King. "When Nebuchadnezzar wins the battle over Egypt, I will make the people of Israel strong again. Ezekiel, I will open your mouth, and you will be able to speak to them. Then they will know that I am the Lord." Ezekiel chapter 30. A message came to me from the Lord. He said, "Son of man, prophesy. Say, the Lord and King says, cry out, a terrible day is coming. The day is near. The day of the Lord is coming. It will be a cloudy day. The nations have been sentenced to die. I will send Nebuchadnezzar's sword against Egypt. Cush will suffer terribly. Many will die in Egypt. Then its wealth will be carried away. Its foundations will be torn down. The people of Cush, Put, Lydia, Libya, and the whole land of Arabia will be killed with swords. So will the Jews who live in Egypt. They went there from the covenant land of Israel. And the Egyptians will die too." The Lord says, "Those who were going to help Egypt will die. The strength Egypt was so proud of will fail. Its people will be killed with swords from Migdol all the way to Aswan," announces the Lord and King. "Egypt will be more empty than any other land. Its cities will be completely destroyed. I will set Egypt on fire. All those who came to help it will be crushed. Then they will know that I am the Lord. At that time I will send messengers out in ships. They will terrify the people of Cush who are so contented. Cush will suffer greatly when Egypt falls, and you can be sure it will fall." The Lord and King says, "I will put an end to the huge armies of Egypt. I will use Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylonia, to do it. He and his armies will attack the land and destroy it. They will not show its people any pity at all. They will use their swords against Egypt. They will fill the land with dead bodies. I will dry up the streams of the Nile River. I will sell the land to evil men. I will use the powerful hands of strangers to destroy the land and everything in it. I have spoken. I am the Lord." The Lord and King says, "I will destroy the statues of Egypt's gods. I will put an end to the gods the people in Memphis worship. Egypt will not have princes anymore. I will spread fear all through the land. I will completely destroy Upper Egypt. I will set Zoan on fire. I will punish Thebes. I will pour out my burning anger on Pelusium. It is a fort in eastern Egypt. I will cut off the huge army of Thebes. I will set Egypt on fire. Pelusium will groan with terrible pain. Thebes will be ripped apart. Memphis will suffer greatly because of everything that happens. The young men of Heliopolis and Bubastis will be killed with swords. Their people will be taken away as prisoners. I will break Egypt's power over other lands. That will be a dark day for Tahpenhes. There, the strength Egypt was so proud of will come to an end. Egypt will be covered with clouds. The people in its villages will be taken away as prisoners, so I will punish Egypt. Then they will know that I am the Lord." It was the 11th year since King Jehoiakim had been brought to Babylon as a prisoner. On the 7th day of the first month, a message came to me from the Lord. He said, "Son of man, I have broken the powerful arm of Pharaoh Hophra, the king of Egypt. No bandages have been put on his arm to heal it. It has not been put in a cast, so his arm will not be strong enough to use a sword. I am against Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. I will break both of his arms. I will break his healthy arm and his broken one. His sword will fall from his hand. I will scatter the people of Egypt among the nations. I will send them to other countries. I will make the arms of the king of Babylonia stronger. I will put my sword in his hand, but I will break the arms of Pharaoh, and he will groan in front of Nebuchadnezzar. He will cry out like someone dying from his wounds. I will make the arms of the king of Babylonia stronger, but the arms of Pharaoh will not be able to help Egypt. I will put my sword in Nebuchadnezzar's hand. He will get ready to use it against Egypt. Then they will know that I am the Lord. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations. I will send them to other countries. Then they will know that I am the Lord.
Well, today we're going to take a 45,000-foot view of the reading. How's that sound? We read chapters 25 through 30, but 25 through 32 are chapters dealing with the nations surrounding Judah. So next week we'll finish up this particular section. As we've seen, God has dealt with his chosen people in the chapters previous to these, but now his judgment will be on the godless nations surrounding Judah and Jerusalem. In relation to this judgment following God's judgment upon Israel, commentator Warren Wiersbe wrote, "What the nations didn't realize was that the destruction of Jerusalem wasn't just a punishment of the Jews, it was also a warning to the Gentiles." And then commentator Charles Feinberg continues this thought. He wrote, "The principle of 1 Peter 4:17 and 18 is pertinent throughout this section. If God judged his own people in justice, he must judge the nations for their sins as well." So, in Ezekiel 25, we saw that God pronounced judgment on Ammon, Moab, Edom, and the Philistines. Interestingly, the Ammonites lived to the east side of the Jordan River. Their territories included in what is now known as the country of Jordan. Again, we're speaking of the Ammonites. Well, the capital of Jordan is Ammon, so that name lives on to this very day. And then in chapters 26, 27, and 28, Tyre, which was a thriving trading city and kingdom, was judged. And then in Ezekiel 28, there are several verses that I want to repeat to you and see if this doesn't remind you of something more modern. Ezekiel 28, 12, and 13 say, "You were the model of perfection. You were full of wisdom. You were perfect and beautiful. You were in Eden. It was my garden. All kinds of jewels decorated you." Then dropping down to 14, "I appointed you to be like a guardian angel. I anointed you for that purpose." And then verses 18 and 19, "Your many sins and dishonest trade made your holy places impure. So I made you go up in flames. I turned you into nothing but ashes on the ground. I let everyone see it. All the nations that knew you are shocked because of what happened to you. You have come to a horrible end, and you will be gone forever." And then chapter 29 is the first of four chapters which prophesy against Egypt. Israel had long looked to Egypt in times of trouble, going back to Abraham's time in Canaan. In Isaiah 31:1, God warned Israel by saying, "Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help." And even though Egypt kept Israel in bondage for 400 years, Israel still looked to Egypt to rescue them from the Babylonians here in Ezekiel's time. So in order to get their eyes off Egypt and on him, and because of Egypt's pride, God is saying, "I'm going to destroy Egypt." Well, beloved, as we read about these once great nations, I think we should be humbled. No nation is so big that God can't utterly destroy it if it turns its face against him or against Israel. And of Israel, yes, I believe that they still hold a special place in God's heart. There are still prophecies yet to be fulfilled that deal with them. And so I believe that we should pray for and support Israel. And, beloved, I believe that it's imperative that we, no matter where we live around the world, we need to pray that people around the world turn to God for forgiveness, for guidance, and for protection. We need a worldwide revival, beloved. God is calling people of all nations to follow him. Be a light in the darkness, beloved. Share Jesus whenever and wherever the Holy Spirit leads you. You have a life-saving, eternity-saving message for people. Please don't hide it. Do you have a comment or a question? Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511 and let me know what you're thinking. You can also comment via Boostagram or go to comment.lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow will be Gospel Saturday, and we'll read Luke 19 through 20. Beloved, does the LifeSpring one-year Bible bring something good to your life? If it stops showing up in your podcast app, would you miss it? Well, there are no commercials on the show, so to keep it coming, I need you to support it with time, talent, or treasure. That's what sustains the show. There are some very real expenses to bringing you a seven-day-a-week show, so if you enjoy seeing a new episode of the LifeSpring one-year Bible in your podcast app each day, if you're getting any benefit from hearing God's Word and maybe a little something from my comments, please carefully consider making a donation. Pray about it, seek God's leading, and then go to
LifeSpringMedia.com/support.
Today's associate producer is LifeSpring family Berean brother Howie, who came in with a $100 donation. Thank you so much, Howie. God bless you. And here's another way you can help to support the show. You heard me read some of those unusual Old Testament names today. Now, when you're reading the Bible, do you find yourself skipping over those long, unfamiliar names, or do you just sort of stumble over them? Well, if you'd like to have those names easily roll off your tongue, may I suggest that you pick up a copy of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. I spent over 2 years researching and compiling all the names in the Bible for this book, and pastors, students, teachers, and lots of others have given it an average of 4.6 stars on Amazon, with 80% of the reviews being 5-star ratings. Here's a sample review. The reviewer said, "Bible names? Piece of cake with this book. I love this book. It no longer freaks me out to be called on to read a Bible passage that contains one of those long people or place names." Well, beloved, yes, it's true. Every name in the Bible is in Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, with every spelling used in every major English translation. The King James, NIV, ESV, New American Standard, New Living Translation, you get the idea. Even the Douay-Rheims version, which predates the King James version. This book is for anyone who studies the Bible. It's being used by pastors, homeschoolers, Sunday school teachers, students, anyone who wants to confidently pronounce any name in the Bible. The softcover and Kindle versions are available at Amazon, but when you buy directly from me at BibleNames.link, it's available as softcover, PDF, or MP3. And you can buy those versions individually or as a bundle. Plus, you'll get two things that you don't get over at Amazon. Number one is my guarantee. If you don't love the book, I will refund your money. And number two, when you buy the book at audiobible.link, you're helping to support this show. And because you're helping, I'll give you a special LifeSpring family discount. To get the discount, when you check out, be sure to use discount code FAMILY and you'll get 25% off. And that's only available at BibleNames.link. So you can pronounce any Bible name and support the show. Please remember that Sunday will be our next time of prayer requests and praises. Call in your praises and prayer requests at 951-732-8511 or go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. In James chapter 5, it says that we should pray for one another. So don't be shy. Let me know your prayer request or praise. And if you want to remain anonymous, just let me know. Tomorrow, Saturday, April 15th, there'll be a no-agenda meetup here in Riverside at Heroes Restaurant and Brewery at 3:33 in the afternoon. So if you're in the area, I would love to meet you there. For more information, go to lifespringmedia.com/meetup. Today's show art was by Jason Paschal. Thank you, Jason. God bless you. And thanks to Sister Denise and Michael Hainer, Scott Snyder, and Sister Brittany, the rest of the team. God bless you guys. And beloved, I am so glad that we got to spend some time together today. Thank you for that. And until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
Thank you.